sun is shining now, don't hide away. Find the right wine, take a sip, drink down.
Welcome back.
We're back. Oh, God. We're back.
This is the second time we did this one because I got paranoid about it recording, right? So I was like, stop. Let's check. Even though we did a mic check.
But you know what? It's better safe than fucking sorry, because I'd hate to do this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then we have to start over. What is going on here?
With what?
This is the jacket of the week.
Love the jacket of the week.
I also realized that I started something that I can't continue because this is about...
Right.
I maybe have about one more coat that will make anybody feel any type of way, so...
Hey, it matters if they make you feel a type of way. We need to just find like really dumpy, shitty coats. Like we'll just find ones from trash cans. And it can just be like
fully random. I'm going to just like get a new one from like a thrift shop every like week. And just, I feel like you guys need a pop of color, to be honest. Like, who wants to watch this if it's like dull? Nobody. The answer is nobody.
Yeah, they're definitely watching for the thrilling visuals on our videos.
But you know what?
Clearly a highly entertaining.
Should we do like a whole like green screen situation? We could just have
That's what I want. What?
Swinging or like
a
labia.
A beach. I want to be at the beach recording.
Then let's just take our podcast recording equipment to the beach. No, not
the beach has
freaking...
sand. I don't want to be at the beach.
Okay.
I want to look like I'm at the beach.
I want to look like I'm at the beach for YouTube. It's
and then
so
the
cool
next
thing.
One will be on a mountain. And then the next one will be on Mars.
Yes. I'm also not usually like a pink bitch, but I think we're both like, really feeling this.
Yeah.
Are you feeling it?
No doubt. Pink usually isn't a color that you wear like hardly at all, and I think that looks fantastic on you.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I told him, I was like, I really like it because it's less Barbie pink and more like rapper Nicki Minaj pink. You know
what I mean? The rapper Nicki Minaj, in case you guys are unfamiliar,
the rap star.
She is a singer and rapper who's been doing that for some time now, and she wears pink at times.
At almost all times.
Does she really? Does she wear a lot of pink?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she does. Okay, I'm trying to.
I guess
like,
I don't look at what she's wearing most days.
She's not wearing.
99.9999% of the days, I don't know what she's wearing. So.
Okay, well,
I don't know if she wears pink.
Well, for the people who are listening and not watching, I'm pretty sure she has an album called Pink.
Pink?
You know that.
I wonder if Pink has an album called Pink.
I don't know. She'd probably be very offended that
Nicki Minaj is trying to steal her color.
Why is that like a thing that everyone loves to just have those bright like bubblegum flavor colors in their videos and their vibe? Yeah,
because that's visual. Like that's because it's supposed to be like visually.
It's the worst.
For what kind of vibe are you going for? Like, I think it's effective at what they're trying to do.
I think I just get bored where like your entire aesthetic is like. It's all of your videos are bright pink. Everything you do is pink. And it's just like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which some people love that. Just for me, it's not like my super vibe. If you're not watching the video too, we have like some booze here. We got some drinks.
Oh, yeah. That was my ASMR slurping out of a straw earlier that the people listening were probably just very annoyed by.
ASMR.
I think it's funny, though, because when you lean forward, the jacket puffs up.
It does.
It looked like a little turtle shell.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm loving this whole jacket situation, but, like, one, I'm dying of heat stroke, and two...
Is it really hot?
Yeah. Well, I just get hot really easily, too. But also, just feel like my neck is like this.
It's literally not even closed. How can it feel like that?
Did you see it in there?
I was watching you. Oh. It's tough having the front-facing camera going because it's distracting. Also, it's impressive how high quality it looks like the front-facing camera is. Like I would have.
Yeah, we'll see it after production, though. So.
Yeah. The people watching might be like, high quality, are you fucking stupid? This video is...
Yeah, that's why I feel like you have to bear with us because we're just figuring this out as we go.
And again, we're doing this for us, not you. So realistically.
Yeah, and so hopefully this just fucking... gets
better and better. I don't know who sings that,
like mukbangs on this podcast for the sake of just like eating.
Just an excuse to eat the food we love.
Yeah,
absolutely. I like to eat. I think it might be a little bit cringe inducing for me at times to see myself eat, just like doing the video already. I've had moments of like, oh! Jesus, I didn't know. Well, I was telling Marissa earlier, like, I was like, man, my eyes are just like so much less open than I thought. And she's like, well, yeah, you're really high.
We're high. Like, you're stoned. Okay?
It's like, yeah. I thought my eyes were open, but it looked, they're always just like slits. Yeah. It feels like.
Yeah, it's called marijuana.
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 Yeah, it works. Marijuana works. Best seltzer thirsty. Water on the planet right there.
Can someone tell me the difference between a good seltz and a club soda other than the massive amount of salt in the club soda? Can anyone? Can anyone tell me what the difference is?
Probably the
I'm looking
name.
At you like, can anybody?
Probably the name and the amount of sodium in it. That's my guess what the difference is. I bet other than that, they have a similar recipe.
Your eyes look insane right now. I wonder if the camera can see.
Why do they look insane?
Not in a bad way, in a good way. They no, like your actual eye color.
I feel like my eyes never really get super, super red when I'm stoned.
No, unless they're maybe red all the time and you're just used to it being kind of like pink.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
I'm learning so many things by just like actually looking at an image of myself or like.
Also, tell me if anyone else agrees about this, but is anyone like also kind of bored with the way Ariana like dresses?
Like Ari-nana.
Ari-nana. She's like 28. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I can appreciate her and her music.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's something that just like bothers me that like she regularly looks really young and also is singing about like getting boned. So I
but again, I mean, think about who they're selling it to.
Yeah, I mean, her biggest market is probably under 18, I'm sure.
Right, even though she started, like, she probably got famous with people who were like under 18, like when she was under 18, right? She's been famous for a while. But like still the demographic that she's like being sold to is still those people who have aged with her, but they're also trying to sell her to the youngest people because that is who's going to be like buying, like, they're so influential. Like teenagers, I feel like so much stuff is marketed towards them because they want stuff to stick throughout their lives.
Right. And then suddenly she's going to like look different when she's like 35 and people are not going to have it. And she's going to be like, I'm 35. I'm old.
I'm over pigtails now. I'm
35. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate a pigtail.
Right.
But
right.
Also, shout out to Remy Wolf. Thank you so much for providing us with music. That's important.
Yeah. That was a little bit random from what we were just talking about. But, like, she's fantastic.
This is The Drift. We can go anywhere.
We drift where we want. Yeah. Music suggestions. Listen to Remy Wolf because it's great fucking music.
Yeah. I really do like her. I think she's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Here the fuck we are. What?
Do you like doing it without the stand more? You like having the mic?
Yeah, you know why? Because I do want to have better posture, and this just makes me have to, unless the table's about to be like right up against me.
I guess
me,
that's so true, huh?
I just don't like being like hunched over.
I can just sit right here at the table.
Like,
and have
this
it.
Feels good to
I
me.
I think this is close enough that it. Watch, we're going to like listen to the audio and it's going to be like, that's trash. But I think you're right. I should probably hold it too. That makes.
If it's comfortable, whatever's comfortable for you.
The mics came with the stands, and you know, we wanted to use them.
Because I liked the idea of not having to hold it if we're going to be like fucking. In the future playing games, and we're probably always gonna be fucking drinking on this thing. We're always coming high, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but we just don't have a place where we can record and smoke right now. But realistically, like, I don't know if we'll always
we're
be
like
drinking, but we will definitely have a joint any time that we can be recording and smoking. Are you kidding me? You guys will get to hear us cough. Don't worry. I'm gonna cough right into the microphone. And I cough a lot. For somebody who smokes as much weed as I do, it's weird. I feel like there's lots and lots of people who can just smoke and they never cough anymore because they've smoked a lot. And I've been smoking a lot for a while and I still cough like it's my first time.
It's fine. That just means you get it. You got to cough to get off, you know?
You have to cough to get off. It's a scientific fact.
It's a scientific fact.
Known by all stoners. Every stoner knows it. What do I need a scientist
for? Also, can we need people to write us we just want some extra mess, or even if you want to talk shit, like, I feel like that'd be fun to like read
would,
on
honestly,
here.
It would be pretty funny if like we just had people who like to write in and be like, your podcast is annoying. You guys are stupid. Learn how to record something. Everything you say is dumb. Like, I'd live for it. That'd be hilarious.
I know.
It's like,
this is
cool.
Extra
you
shit.
Took the time to like be that annoyed by it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. 100%. I feel that. I feel that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we talk to each other a lot. Like,
yeah, we don't
lot.
Need to talk
so,
to each other.
You
much.
Know, we're inviting you guys into the conversation. We should have like a, we should do set times and let people call in.
Dude, imagine.
That would be so funny.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
That would be a situation. I don't even.
Would it? Oh, no. That'd be so much fun. I feel like just take random calls from whoever calls.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. And just like understand that we might be dicks and hang up on you fast. It's like, this is boring me. Have a good day.
Yeah, like you're not gonna get too much time like saying profanities on like over the phone,
right? Yeah,
not like fun profanities. I'm talking like racism, you know.
Yeah, there's plenty of fun profanities.
Yeah,
it's like an art, swearing. Like, I don't know what did you always call it? Did you call them bad words, cuss words, swear words?
Bad words, I guess. Just
curse
bad
words. I feel like I like when I was a kid, I always thought of them as like curse words, and I hit like 18, I was like. Curse words, that's so dumb. A curse, I like calling them cuss words because I don't know what that means, and it feels like it's a good word, but like
to cuss.
I love swearing, you know what I mean?
Swearing is a funny name to call it too,
right? What name isn't funny?
John.
No, what? for like cussing and swearing and cursing.
I don't know,
bad wording it up.
Yeah, that's it. That's the good stuff.
What is?
Let's play a game.
What kind of game?
I don't know. I thought you'd come up with one.
Okay, I'm going to say a letter, and you have to come up with an insult that starts with that letter.
Easy.
But it's got to be like a good one, and then we'll both do one for each other, and whoever comes up with the better insult wins, and the other person takes a shot.
That's great. But who's judging? We're judging.
We are. We're going to have to come to a conclusion because I don't, it's not going to be that hard. I'm a lot funnier than she is. So I have better. All right.
I guess that was pretty funny.
D.
Dick.
All right. I don't know if you guys thought that was.
Take a shot.
No, you have to throw one at me and then we decide which one is funnier.
Oh, I thought I won. That's why I did a dance.
No, you didn't win shit yet. You just did your turn.
That's why I did a dance. Okay. E.
Explosive shit. Like, bro. If you called someone that. This didn't come out how I thought it would.
That's
not
a bad thing, but right, I feel
like
we should have
just,
a...
You're like a fucking explosive shit. Right, you're like, oh, okay. You're a dick. All right, not bad, but to be called an explosive shit.
Okay, so we
it's
gotta
like
make
violent
this,
diarrhea.
We have to make this then like a game where you gotta be actually. You can't use a regular term then.
Right. You gotta. It's like the most creative, profane insult. You
okay.
Can think
well,
of.
Okay. Let's start over. Now I know. Now okay. I feel like I'm fucking stupid for doing my little dancey
we'll
dance.
We'll see, because now that E was really hard. So now I'm like. Maybe I'm not gonna do good
you
at
this.
This
is
we'll
a terrible game.
Yeah.
Okay. We just want a game for an excuse to drink. I think, right? That's really.
Yeah,
what
and I mean to you know talk
give
about
you
something.
Guys some shit. Yeah.
Right.
I promise these will get progressively better.
Yeah, and if you guys have any really creative, profane insults, I would love to hear them.
Yeah. Okay. F.
You fuck mucker.
Okay.
I don't know. I just like, I like, sometimes I like with swearing, I like when it just rings right.
It didn't make me feel bad, so. So I'm not sure.
So in some ways that's a good insult because it's like not that hurtful.
No, because I want to insult you.
Sure. Fair. I just like it when they sound funny too sometimes. All right. M.
You Mary had a little lamb ass bitch. Pretty good.
You're so proud of me. That's pretty good. No, it's better than Fuck Mucker, I guess, by like, you know, regular standards. For me and what I appreciate, mine obviously won, but I gotta hand it to you. I think yours was probably it wasn't good, but watch, we're just gonna do this on the podcast and we're gonna end up just being very creative at like being rude to people. So
yeah, okay.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. I was gonna take it with you. Wait, yeah. Are you taking a whole or a half?
I think I'm gonna take a half. Like if we're gonna go for a few rounds and try to get creative, I'm just gonna go with a half.
Let's see. Thank you so much for sticking around for our terrible fucking game. I appreciate it. Yeah,
what she's drinking also has booze in it, so
yeah.
This is the only not booze.
I would like Topo Chico. I would like to say that we were actually not gonna like put one of like make a drink to make it look like we drink out of mason jars with fucking metal straws. This is like, yeah, we literally never have used this we've never have used this.
Right. It was like, oh, here's a big cup.
We just didn't want to have a big bottle in the fucking screen and be promoting a booze company that's not paying us. So
yeah. Seriously.
That's probably gross too. Bacardi, not that great.
But if they want to fund the podcast,
it's delicious.
I'm all about it. I'll get a Bacardi tattoo. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. You wanna support this 10 views podcast?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's a good marketing investment.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I feel it. Okay, all right. I'm ready.
T.
You Timmy Turner big dicked motherfucker. Dude, this doesn't count. Because when I cuss, I have to use multiple, and I feel like I'm cheating.
Okay. No. That's part of it. Okay. But it's just the letter you got to start with.
Okay, that's fair.
Right? That was a little challenge.
I didn't love
it's
that
weird.
One.
It's weird. That's not a good insult to call somebody a big-dicked motherfucker. That sounds like something you, like, happily say to somebody in bed or something like that. You know
what
I mean?
You're right. I don't know.
That wasn't much of an insult.
I think just because of that meme that you sent me about
Fuck.
I posted it on the Instagram, too.
Yeah.
So.
You never saw Timmy Turner wish for a bigger dick, so you know he was packing that shmeat.
That's so stupid. Also fucked up to say it about a kid, but also he's a cartoon. So
yeah, right?
You've
watched Big Mouth. I would imagine many of the people who take the time to watch something as dumb as what we've made also have enjoyed Big Mouth.
Yes.
There's a lot of inappropriate things involving kids in that cartoon.
A. Sorry, I don't know. Ten.
What? Oh, there's a time limit. That's not
there
a bad idea.
There should be. It's hot. I'm so hot. It's fucking hot. It's goddamn
juicy. Oh, fuck.
All right, so finish your shot.
I was good. Shut up, you ass hat diddly dick.
Okay.
It's a better insult.
What did I say? It's better than mine. That's
it's
sure.
A better insult, so take your half
shot. I guess
shot.
It only needs I to be better than mine.
I was just
be
trying
good.
To figure out what I wanted to go with after asshat, because that's one of my favorite insults. That's a funny one. Asshat? Ass is a really good swear word because it's so versatile. You can just put words with ass, and it makes a pretty good insult a lot of times.
You think so?
Yeah, you ass jacket. This is not bad, right?
It's like,
candy ass, asshole, asshat, dumbass, smartass, fuck ass, shit ass.
I think we're just so.
There's
fucking,
so many good ass insults. Sorry.
I feel like I just like people who speak in a way that others would say inappropriate, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about insulting. I'm just talking about people who use, like, you know, they just fucking say shit that everyone's like, oh my God. Like, it's funny. Yeah. I love that shit.
It just reminds me of when I told I said to a lady outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic, I said, you make Jesus look like an asshole. And she said, I know he didn't talk like you.
I literally went there to get my pap. And I come back. Came with me. He waited in the car. And I come out. And it's like he had had an entire debate with these bitches outside.
I just wanted to try and fuck up their day and keep them from like annoying the people going in and out of the clinic. So I was just like, eh, why not waste some time and just shoot the shit and shoot the shit and be like a fucking asshole. Like I was trying to keep them talking to me, but also be as rude and insulting as I could the whole time.
Yeah, because as much as you'd like to think that it's part of the fucking movies, like there's literally motherfuckers out there. yelling at people and trying to talk to them. And also, they're a bunch of fucking Karen-ass Republican-ass bitches who are, sorry, if you are one of them watching.
they're not
You're
watching.
Not. You're not watching. I know you're not.
Unless you're watching it out of hate, and then please write in and talk some shit. I would love to hear your thoughts.
but it's true. So, I know, I just thought it was so funny because I get out the clinic, and he's just like, yeah, I got into it with this fucking bitch. And and she's still out there, right? And we're leaving and Andrew rolls down his window and starts screaming out on her way out, too. I'm like, let's just go.
I had to get that last shot.
She called for backup while I was in the clinic because she was so scared of him.
She shouldn't have been scared of me. I had to keep telling her to back up because she kept trying to get closer to me. She wasn't wearing a mask, and she just kept stepping closer and closer. And I was like, you can take a step back. And she was like, well, I'm not allowed to cross the line onto the clinic. And I was like, oh, okay. And I took like three steps back. I was like, get the fuck away.
It's funny that this bitch is here trying to like fight for lives, and she's not wearing a fucking mask during a pandemic. But that's none of my business.
During the pandemonium. Panorama.
Panda Express.
Panera Bread.
The Panera Bread.
The PF Changs.
There's so many. I love when people do that. It's just good. It's just good content.
There's a lot of restaurants that start with P. Popeyes.
Papa John's.
Papa Murphy's.
Panda.
You already said it.
Not when we were playing the game.
Okay, fine. Panda. Well, then, fuck. P.F. Chang's.
Peter Piper Pizza.
Fuck.
But that's only
Pizza Hut.
Pickles.
It's not a restaurant. Pickles! It probably is somewhere, but like we were doing chains.
Piggly Wigglies.
Is that that's a grocery store.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Hoggly Wogglies is the barbecue place.
Yeah.
On Roscoe.
Dr. Hoggly Wogglies, Tyler Texas Barbecue in Panorama City, California.
Technically, it's not Panorama. Don't tell them.
Oh, where is that? Is that Van Nuys?
Maybe like the actual line, probably.
Yeah, it's like either way, it's not good, especially for the price.
It was at first because clearly I went more than once.
The ribs were good. They made good ribs, but all their sides and everything else was not that great, and it was expensive.
Way overpriced for what they give you, absolutely.
But it's like an actual like little like Texas style barbecue joint, like in the middle of the valley in California.
Yep.
And it's old school.
Also, if you value food at all and you're in the LA area, hit up Corner Grill,
Panorama City
on Roscoe and
Sepulveda.
And the owner she's fucking incredible. Saint. She will know us for life. She knows us every time we go in there. She is the food. I know. Let me actually start with the food because that's why you want to go. Food, fucking incredible. It's like Korean Mexican inspired. What is
it called? Well, it's not even. No, they do Korean food and then they make like some tacos. So that's where like the Mexican inspired comes in.
What is it?
But they make a bunch of burgers too with like Korean barbecue stuff on it. And then they do like meat and rice.
What do you call that Korean? That's not like, I know.
Like the barbecue, just Korean barbecue.
But it's that Korean fucking. Yeah, it's fucking good.
But what's weird is for everything that they have, they don't have any kimchi on the menu. And I'm like, come on. They make Korean barbecue fries are so good.
God damn.
She just knows how to make food.
Next time we go, I'm getting extra jalapenos.
Yeah.
And extra everything. And I'm going to just hug her and hand her a $100 bill because I love her.
They're nice too because when you order like a barbecue plate, they ask you how spicy you want it. And I went in enough and I was always like extra spicy.
Bitches.
And then it got to the point where I was like, go wild, like make it spicy. And then she was like, hey, for 50 cents, I'll sell you like this little like cup of the actual like spicy, the essence of spicy. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
The essence of
that
spicy.
It was so hot. Like it must have been like pure capsaicin. Like that's like a weird cooking ingredient because it was just pure pain.
It's like this hot ass oil.
But
it
worked really well. Like you just mixed a little bit of it in and it brought so much flavor and heat. Oh, I love that place.
So good. Yeah. I don't know how we started talking about that.
Corner Grill.
We
just started talking about Dr. Hoggly Wogglies, which is down the
street.
Oh, because
we were
Grill.
Giving it, saying things with, restaurants with peas.
Restaurants with peas. So I think I won.
You did.
Because you came up with nothing. It turned from who has the best insult to who can come up with the most restaurants, and that was me. Why are there so many restaurants that start with P? If you know, please tell us. Right in.
If you're not watching and you're just listening, I'm really sorry if this is really boring. If you're watching, I'm really sorry if this is boring. Cheers.
I'm not. I don't. I'm having fun, so I'm not that sorry.
If you just started watching this podcast or listening to it because of the video, you're a little late. You're a little late, but that's okay.
That would be wild. If you only saw us like on some video something and you haven't listened to the podcast at all, that's so interesting. I would love
because they're probably like, who are these people? What the fuck are they doing?
It's just like, you guys suck, why do you do this, what makes you think there's a reason for you to record a podcast?
But if you're new, we've been saying forever that even before we had a video, that we do selfishly do this because it feels good and it's fun and it's, we're just like, I don't know, it's fucking fun. I don't know, like, just like they say, what the fuck do your tattoos mean? Bitch, they don't mean nothing. They mean I wanted a fucking tattoo. I don't know. We like doing this because it's fucking fun.
That's about it.
And literally that's it. And if you like watching it, great. If you don't, great. I don't know. If I get 10 views,
you probably have better things to do. That's fair.
That makes sense. If you don't want to watch this, I understand. Literally. But it's fucking fun. So if you do watch it, I am like beyond fucking appreciative.
And that's part of why we're always like right in. Because it's like, I'm curious to see why. Like what? Why watch or listen? But either way, you know, I feel like literally there's one person who gets this far in it and they're like, they literally just are always inviting people to write in. Like they are so dumb and lonely. I don't feel lonely at all.
I don't feel lonely. I just feel like excited to talk to people, honestly. But what I was going to say was this woman just walked outside, where we live, and she is a woman who walks by regularly.
Oh, she's the best.
She's like an old, she's probably Latino. I don't know from where.
Yeah,
cause
she speaks Spanish,
definitely
right?
Not Mexican, because her accent didn't sound Mexican.
Right. Her accent sounds like Eastern European, but then we've heard her walking down the street speaking Spanish to people on the phone. And it's like, I am confused.
Yeah. So she, is older and walks her little wiener dog every day. And
who seems stubborn. That dog is.
But he's so fucking
cute.
It's disgusting.
Pup, but he seems stubborn.
He like, you know, waddles his little way past. And it's funny because we're usually like outside smoking when she's passing. And she's incredible because she always talks to us. And there was like, especially like we're in the heat of the pandemic. It didn't get better. But you know, when it like first was really like pandemic, we're in a quarantine. She would always see us outside just like sitting and smoking, and so she would be like, you're like, it's like you're on the beach. Or she would be like,
like one of the first times she was like, you got the beach here. Yeah, like, you guys, you're on vacation without going anywhere. And we're like, that's right, you get it.
She's like, you're at the beach at home. And like, because we were just hanging out in the front
no
yard.
Idea what her name is.
No, but she passes and always talks to us, and she's so nice. But it's funny because her little wiener dog, like, he like fucking waddles behind her, but he just like will stop and just look, and she's like yelling at him like, come on. And it's just, I think it's just this foreign thing where like foreign people, because my grandmother's like this, every foreign person that I have in my life, including, I mean, I guess I was born here, so I'm not foreign. But but I feel like I am foreign because I come from foreign people from this country. But like, there is just a different vibe with their animals. And so like, I feel like it's just fun to watch her like interact, because it feels like it's like watching my grandmother interact with her dog.
Yeah, there's just there's so many different varieties of ways that people interact with pets, and especially like dogs and cats, because across cultures, people have them around and keep them as pets and everything. And it, everybody acts a little bit differently. I don't know. You just love to see those people, though, who talk to the animals like they understand. Because, like, you know they don't understand the language, but it's like they're not fucking morons. Like, they're not totally just mindless pieces of shit that live with you. Like,
pieces of shit.
You act like they have a little bit of understanding, and usually you'll be able to communicate a lot better with your pets. And I love seeing those people who talk to their dogs like the dog
they're
gets
people.
It.
Exactly.
So often the dog is looking at them like, yeah, I get it. I fucking know.
Animals are just like energy things. So it doesn't matter what you're saying it in what language, they just know tone. And yeah. so I could call you a little fuck, like, oh, you little fuck. And they'd be like, oh my God, she loves me. That's the best thing about her. Yeah, exactly.
She thinks I'm a little fuck.
It's the best. Yeah. 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 Dude, we're just talking. We're really yeah. just fucking doing the thing.
What, yeah. I mean, I think that's usually what happens. This is a longer one, though. We're at like 30 minutes.
You know what it is? It's because I feel this like super amount of like nervous pressure to figure out video wise to give you something stimulating, even though that's not.
That's not what watching this video is about. I mean, like, I feel like it's just to be able to see us talking. Right. Like, it's how, like...
And don't get me wrong. This is only video number two, so...
Yeah.
It's
going to
change.
We might go wild.
This already looks different than our first one.
We might start doing interpretive
dance
videos instead. We might say, fuck the podcast. Just do interpretive dance.
That's the fucking drift. We have a personal homie working on a new drift cover.
I'm so excited.
We are so fucking excited.
I feel like you've done all the talking with him about it, and I know that like you've kind of like given him a pretty good idea about stuff, but there's also like a lot of open-endedness to it, and it's like I'm just so excited because it's like I really have no expectations, so it's like I'm just excited to see what he draws because he's so fucking cool, and I everything that I've seen him create and draw, I'm just like, that's fucking tight.
Like,
you
he's
know?
Actually like he works as an animator, and so me and Andrew were like, okay, let's just give him like a really blank idea. And I even told him, I was like, dude, I'm sorry, this is just like a shit, like not like a very well thought out idea, but this is kind of what I want, but I also want your just like creative freedom and to kind of also go with it,
yeah,
you know. And so
yeah,
that's
it's like,
why
at
it's
the
exciting
end of the day, like,
to be like, what is it gonna look like? I'm so excited.
Right, it's like if I had a bunch of ideas, like sure, I could tell somebody that mm-hmm. and hope that they'd be willing to like try and create that, but there's also like it reminds me of like literally like it's like we're like being patrons of the arts in this weird way, and we've talked a lot about how like
Aww,
we really want
to just texted me.
Aw,
shout out to Joy. my number one lady.
That's right. But we've talked a lot about how we want to like start buying more art just to have in our home. And I think it's so cool that it's like we're at a point in time where it's like you can be like a patron of the arts to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this friend is somebody who it's like absolutely an artist is what he is and what he mm-hmm. does. But my only relationship to him with him is like friendship. So it's like getting to be supportive of a friend, but mm-hmm. also be supportive of art.
Yeah.
And get to have what I feel like is one of the most valuable and beneficial and enjoyable things mm-hmm. in my life, to get like a special piece of that
mm-hmm.
while supporting a friend. And it's not like some absurd, crazy, like thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, it's so cool that's something that's like a
yeah.
current reality, I feel like.
And I think too, for me, like I've realized that, not even just I've realized, I feel like I've always been one of those people who I like to pull from the people that I know. Like mm-hmm. I don't need to go find like some world renowned whatever. It's like I have a homie who does incredible animation and is also trying to like, and is working as an animator, but
right.
like who is pursuing this. And so it's like, no, I want him to do it. Or you want someone to make a fucking song or something or
yeah.
something for you. It's like, honestly, if you like, especially if you, of course, if you don't like their stuff, that's a different thing. But if you,
right.
if you like their shit, like look at your friends first. Look at the people you know first. Look at
right.
the people who, even if it's like a small artist or somebody or creator that you follow on social media that you're like, man, their stuff is so cool, go to them first, do that first. That is like, I don't know, for me that means a lot, not even just
yeah.
like energy and creative wise, but also it's like I want someone who's gonna like come to me for some shit too. It's like I want my like I want the circle to come up, you feel me? So it's like
yeah.
everybody like pull from your sources. Like, you don't need to go to somebody that like everyone thinks is cool to do your lashes. If your homegirl does lashes just as good, you better give your homegirl the money before anybody else
right.
to
and,
do
and
your
it's
fucking
like,
lashes.
It doesn't matter how many people I can tell. If somebody like creates something cool, or even if they're like a friend who's like owning a business and trying to operate that and they're providing a good service, it's like, even if I can't tell that many people, I want to go support them also to be able to be like a voice of like, yo, if you need something like this, this is the person to go to. And like, with this person doing the little like cover for us and everything, it's like, yeah, we don't have like some massive audience, but if anybody wants to go and look at his art, like they're going to have a bunch of links exactly. on all of our stuff. Cause it's like, why not? It's so fucking cool. Like I feel proud to get to know somebody who's doing like creative shit like that. I don't know. 100%. I think it's so cool.
100%.
And I'm really excited and grateful.
Me too. I'm super excited, super grateful. Cause you know, they don't have to do this. They don't have to work on it.
And, yeah.
And also pay your friends, like pay yeah. your friends for their shit.
If your friend starts a business, if your friend's selling something, don't take discounts.
Don't
pay full price.
Pay full price.
Like, let them give their discounts to other people.
Yeah, and also
to customers. You're gonna show up. You're their friend. Like,
but pay for their stuff because asking them for their free stuff, whether it's a business they're just starting, whether it's a business they've always had, like they're your homie. They're going to want to give it to you for free. But if you're a real friend, be like, no, I'm paying you for it, because that's that support that they need. It's like you would pay anybody else, some Joe Schmo that you don't know, for some stuff. If they're giving you quality shit, it's like, no, I'm going to support your business. This shit is good. I'm going to fucking, you know, do it. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. And just it's fun getting to work at shit and then have like friends who are working at shit, because you build a community around that.
Yeah,
because you get to just support each other in a way that is like productive for you as well. I don't know,
it's
we're rambling
fun.
A bit. It's been
it's good times. It's fun, but we might wrap this up right about now.
Right about now.
Yeah, but yeah, good stuff. I appreciate it. We're probably gonna bounce now. Or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. How do you feel?
I'm good. I don't know what. I mean, we can keep talking. I mean, do you have another letter for me? I might come up with a good insult.
Like an ending.
Ooh, yeah. Try and go out with a bang.
Okay.
All you have to come up with is the letter.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh, I can't decide. 26 options, it's too many.
26 options is too
that's
many.
How many that's how many letters there are in the alphabet, right?
It's hope he's right.
Let me count.
Also, can I just
all right.
A, B, C, D, E, F, J.
F, J.
I want to
What's wrong with you?
Don't look at them for the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I need
the answer. They don't know what's wrong with me.
They definitely don't know what's wrong with you.
Can I take a selfish moment real quick?
Yeah.
So, when I pointed out that my friend texted me, because we are recording on my phone.
That's why it's such high quality.
I would like to say,
Apple, you can sponsor us too. Come on. I'll get an Apple tattoo.
Fuck Apple with my, as I'm recording with my
yeah.
Apple phone and my Apple.
They're going to hear you and then be like, oops, suddenly your phone accidentally deleted the video.
Right, which is why they're trash.
What a funny accident.
Honestly, what I was going to say was joy came into my head as soon as she texted me.
Like before?
No. Like 2 seconds. I was about
so
to say
before
joy.
Before you
Yeah,
saw her.
Before,
okay.
before. Not like hours before. Yeah, literally before. Right. But I mean, like, at the same time, it wasn't like, oh, I thought about her 20 minutes ago, and then she texted me. Like, 3 seconds, and then the text showed up. And I would really like to say that that friendship is so fucking witchcraft.
I was about to say,
explain.
It's because you're both brujas.
The only person I have that type of, like, thing with, really, is, of course, like, Andrew and then my mom, because, you know, she fucking birthed me.
Yeah.
Like, where that vibe was, like, weird. I did the same thing as you did. That friendship to me is so important, and the fact that like she texted me as soon as I like thought of her is crazy, because like that shit happens to us all the time. So I just want to shout her out for like being the best fucking friend I've ever
Dude,
had.
Joy is an incredible friend. I love incredible Joy friend. And Dana is the fucking shit. Like I just
she
feel
is
so like lucky and all the stars aligned for us to
yeah.
get to have a real like fucking sweet thing in life, getting to be friends with them.
For sure.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, and I'm gonna keep it short because I could totally cry about it right now. But
she's tearing up right now.
I know.
Do you guys
want to
see her cry on camera?
No, don't do that.
I can just ask her questions about it and she'll start crying in like less than a minute. I bet I could have her crying.
This is to you, Joy, because you my bitch, and we're gonna be on the fucking yacht one day, and I'm so excited.
Hop on a yacht like that.
Because you know what I'm talking about, and I love love you, and this friendship is the best fucking friendship in the world, and I can't wait till we're like 100 years old.
See, the shot is not going to help you not cry. That's going to make it easier to make you cry, actually. You almost started crying just with the cheers.
You're so right. God damn.
Dana, right. We're going to be friends forever, too, because of that. And I'm fucking thrilled about that. Can't lie.
I hope they watch this. But it's true.
I'm sure they have better things to do.
They really do. But that's what makes them such fucking incredible friends. But
there's no good reason for them to be like,
but you know what?
I'll sit
but you know
this.
What? That's what's funny is because in any other situation, I'd be like, you're friends. They got to support you in everything. And she supports me in everything. But you would not, like, it's funny because she doesn't listen to the podcast. But it's not because she's not a supportive friend. It's because she doesn't listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
But she watched the first video.
Oh, she did?
She watched the first video and she was like,
she had pointers, huh?
No, remember when I showed you the message. She was like, dude, it's like you guys are sitting on my couch. I've been spending 5 years with you guys. It's like you're sitting on my
couch.
That's the best fucking compliment.
It's like that's not even like nobody's watching and being like, wow, this is great content. It's just somebody who we know who's being like, it felt nice to just feel like I could sit with
that
you're
on my
couch. Good.
Yeah, I was like, that's you guys. I love you guys. Like, you know, and so shout out to good friends. If you have good friends, fucking shower them with love and appreciation and let them know that like you do anything for them because it's
for real. What else is there? Friendship,
family.
You're not gonna be here that long. Just enjoy how good it can be while you're here.
Look at me. Oh my god.
See, it doesn't take much to make her cry.
He bullies me regularly.
I don't bully you. You're just you feel emotional and intense emotions. Ew. And it's funny when you have a few shots because you just say the word friendship and you're like, oh, the most beautiful thing in the world.
You could say that about tacos too, and I might feel similar.
Ooh, I am with
or
you.
Burgers.
Burgers, friendship, tacos, burgers. Weed.
Smoking weed and eating good food with your homies and the people you love the most
I'm so excited.
You can't replace it.
February's not over yet.
You can't replace
it. Once February is over, then April is next month. And then...
What? No. March is next... Oh, my God. Okay.
No, wait. February after Feb...
What?
God, she...
What does she do?
After February is over, we're into March. And then the next month after March is April. Mm-hmm. So after February is over, then the next month is April. And I'm thrilled because my oldest friend and one of the people who I've had probably the most fun with in life is coming to town. And we're going to get to hang out. We're going to smoke a bunch of weed and make a bunch of dumb jokes. And it's going to be so... good.
I'm really excited about that too. It's gonna be
yeah,
so
and I'm
fun.
Gonna get to meet his kids. I haven't met his kids yet.
I feel really inappropriate saying this because it's
so
like
excited to
they're really
their
like Andrew's
kids.
Friends. They're Andrew's like the connection between them, but like they have kids now and they're our first like friends with like kids.
Yeah.
But like I feel very much like I feel like they're my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, I need to get in contact to make sure that we have an idea of at least like favorite candy or
no
like a
toys
toy
candy everything
food,
I want
something.
Them to show up to an array of things. They're like, no, please fucking do not do that to my kids. Like they're probably like, please don't.
But it's like, no, I
this is my duty.
I'm, like
this
I know
is my
I'm
duty.
Cool. I know I love kids and I know that like I can interact with kids and everything, but I'm not taking any chances. These kids have to love me.
Exactly.
They have to love me. And
yes.
I'll do whatever that takes.
I agree.
I don't care. So I'll do research, I'll spend money, I'll take the time. Because I'm so excited to meet my friend's kids.
I take the aunt and uncle life very seriously.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
But I don't
it is
I don't
serious.
Wanna, like I want to be the cool aunt and uncle, but I don't want to just be the cool aunt and uncle. Like I want to be the aunt and uncle that's at everything. I want to be at every fucking whatever.
Hopefully we live in a place where our family lives to be able to do that.
Like
but
the kids.
Luckily we can like
we can
hopefully
move around
all of our nieces and nephews have phones early and we can just be able to
phones
like
early.
Yeah. When they're young. So we can just hit them up after every single thing that we can't be there for and be like, yo, I talked to your parents. They said you were fucking awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. If I can't make it to the sport event or the fucking dance I'm still gonna be hitting or the you singing up. Things or whatever the fuck it is, I will be calling you an hour after your fucking whatever you did and be like, how was it? Where to go? Yeah. But I would love to like end up, you know, around our nieces and nephews and be able to like show up to every game, to every whatever. Like, I just, that's because we don't, I mean, the truth is, we I don't really know. We don't want kids.
I don't want that.
But we love that our, like, we don't hate kids. We hate parents. Yeah. And we don't want to be them. You know, no, I don't really hate parents.
That means we hate our friends.
No, I know, but that's why I was saying we don't really hate parents because we love our parents. We love our friends who are being parents. But we just, that just doesn't, at least that seems like that's not really like for us. But we love kids. And I'm so excited that our friends and our, you know, our people who are close to us are having kids because it's just like, I cannot wait. I cannot fucking wait to be an aunt. Like, I'm going to have so much fucking fun. I cannot wait.
It's still weird to be like all the way out of high school, all the way out of school and childhood.
Over a decade, but that's none of your business.
But it's weird to be out of that structure where it's like you go from grade to grade and then you go from your elementary school to your middle school to your high school and you have these barriers. But then like as an adult, it still feels trippy to kind of be like, oh, I'm really moving into a new stage of life. This is one of those switches. You know, it doesn't happen as immediate from like when you go from 8th grade to high school and you totally change buildings and classes and school size and whatever else. It's much more gradual, but it's just as drastic of a change where I'm like, all of a sudden my priorities and cares and things like that about my future include, well, I got to make sure that I am working in a place and making enough money and living and doing these things to be able to go and visit these people at least a few times a year, because these people that these people made also really matter. And I want to be in these people's lives and all this stuff. It's like, whoa, that matters to me
it's
now.
It's like, whoa, these things. Yeah. It's weird to like almost kind of want to, even if it's not like fully planning your life around it, but like make some choices around it, because it's like, I want to do the things that I want. And I also want to be around the people that I want to be around. And what, like, it's all in, like, cultivating the life that you want. So it's weird to want to, like, really cultivating that around people that you care about is, like, you realize, like, oh, wow, that really does matter. And being around you does matter. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like there's this weird thing where it's, like,
You pour some shots before we... I know we're probably not going to be here more than 15 minutes longer. But, like, let's do some
but
shots.
I feel like there's this weird thing where it's, like... It's almost easier to be really grateful for how good you have it when it feels like it's this unnamed, like, I don't know how I got this lucky, right? But as soon as you put some kind of like, this is where your good luck or privilege comes from, people get really adverse to it. You know what I mean? It's like,
go into detail. I don't really explain that. Well, I don't get
what
you're saying.
I'm thinking about how, like, right now, it's just so easy for me to be like, ugh, life has just been really good and wonderful and lucky for me, and I'm grateful.
Yeah.
But it's really easy for people to be opposed to that when it's like, oh, I have this good thing that I'm grateful for because of the color of my skin or because of the like financial background that I come from or because of all these other things. It's like, as soon as you can name where it comes from, people are like, well, maybe I don't have to be grateful for it. Maybe it's just part of who I am. And they get, like, it's easy to be defensive.
Yeah, people love to make it about, like, them, that it's like, I have it because of me. That's the problem. People don't want to detach from the fact that it maybe doesn't have to do with you. Not that you're not incredible or deserving or worthy or
whatever else. You might have earned it. It's a good thing. You can be grateful for it, but acknowledging where the opportunity comes from doesn't detract from how good and grateful you should be for it.
It makes me extra grateful because do you know what it is? Is I think people feel like I don't know.
Understand the cost that comes from that, maybe?
Well, I think, and I don't want to speak for anybody, but it seems like it's hard for people to register that if they're deserving, that other people aren't also deserving. And that's that, like, if I'm deserving, that means that there has to be people who are less deserving. And that's just not true. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we're all deserving of the, it's the, like, good things, of the basic necessities, maybe, of the, of, go ahead.
I think maybe people have a hard time internalizing and feeling confident that they're deserving without being able to say that I'm deserving because of something about me. You know what I mean? It's like,
if
I'm like being able to fully acknowledge and feel good about and embrace the fact that I am deserving of good things and happiness and respect and security and all these other things. Like, it's hard to be confident in that for some people, unless you feel like it's because of something you did or some way that you are or whatever else. And it's like, I think the real key to like security and happiness is being able to be like, oh yeah, I'm totally deserving of all that. All I did was be born. Like, I just got popped out and like, I'm still worth it. Mm-hmm. Just like every single
person. It's because when people don't have what they need, people think that it's because you did something wrong to not have what you need, and forget that out of the spiritual world, we live in a capitalist society, okay? And that tells you what you can and can't have. I don't give a shit if you spend every waking day on the fucking couch doing nothing. You deserve to have a roof over your head, food in your mouth, and to be able to feed your children. It's not a debate to me. I don't give a shit if you go to work or not. You deserve to have basic needs. I'm not saying everyone needs to have a Ferrari and the brand new everything. If you want to be able to like get those things, fine, get them, it doesn't matter.
But if your ability for whatever reason limits you to
I don't think you have to have some limiting thing. If you want to be a bum on the couch,
I mean,
you
want is part of ability. Want, I feel like want is part of ability at this point in human
for sure existence. But basic needs, I don't think that you should have to do anything for them.
Right I feel like wants go outside of basic needs. Basic for needs sure. are right. nutrition, shelter, security, maybe
roof
even
over
a
your
little
head,
bit of
food
entertainment.
In your mouth.
Entertainment. I don't think it's fair to say that a human can survive with no stimulation. That's not fair. That's not logical. That's not reasonable. Mm-hmm. Basic needs include a little bit of like mental stimulation. Yeah. You know what
Just
I mean?
Just basic living.
And I think we have the resources. It really seems like we have more than enough resources for everybody to have at least those basic needs. So it's like want then becomes this thing that's like totally separate of like, what do you want to do? Do you want to just do that and be mentally stimulated and have your basic needs met? Okay, do it. That's fine. I truly, firmly, wholeheartedly believe that there are very few of us who are really interested in that or who are interested in that for more than a certain period of time. You know, I think people can hit a slump where it's easy to just feel like, I'm surviving, I don't feel good, whatever I have to do to like make it through today and wake up tomorrow, that's all that matters. Asthma. You can tell we've made that joke before.
Millions of times.
Asthma. I can't lie. I feel like it's a little bit of a guilty pleasure in a weird way. It's not that guilty. Lots of people like them. But
drink it. It tastes real good.
Mukbangs are great. I do enjoy mukbangs.
I love watching mukbangs. I've been watching mukbangs for too many years.
Mukbangs. I don't know. I just feel like none of the people that I'm friends, like if I told any of the, even Josh, like if I told them that, they'd be like, "Why? What? Why do you watch that?"
And that's it's what you
like,
think, but
I don't
they
know.
Get
like,
billions
I love food.
Of views.
It's like I watch music videos, I watch news, and I watch stuff about food. What do you mean? They're
but look,
I'm interested.
It's 2021. There can't be. I mean, I'm obviously there's people who don't watch them, but like, come on. I mean, mukbangs aren't like a new thing that's been around forever. Like, I'm like, I don't know. What were we talking about? Shit.
Asthma.
Before that, before I took a sip, you were talking about something. When we get like that weird, we're talking about capitalism. That's what we're talking about.
And how basic like needs. Basic needs are a little bit more than what people want to pretend like. And I think that literally it seems to me like we have enough to meet everybody's basic needs. And I think that would be a pretty ideal culture where it's like everybody's basic needs are met. Survival, you can do. Don't worry about it. You can survive. What do you want to do? There is so much valuable, useful, productive work that humans can get this huge enjoyment and delight out of. If we can just remove the need to, like, not fucking die, that I really, it's like, I feel like people are like, oh, that's communism, that's socialism, we're all going to just be the same and nobody will have any real opportunity. It's like, maybe, but I think that there is some unlocked, unimagined potential that humans could achieve and embody. You're going to do it. Do it.
No, 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 I am. But can I say something real quick so I don't lose my thought?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this just on the podcast because, so I, nothing matters if he's going to do that while I speak.
Go ahead. What a way to take a shot.
That's more interesting. I cannot say nothing.
Other for than those
show
listening.
My asshole that will make anyone pay attention to what I have to say when he's
calm down.
Sucking
you don't
through
have to
job.
Do that. For those listening, I just sipped a whole shot through a straw. It's not bad.
Yeah, I bet you.
If you have a chaser, I'd do it again. I don't know.
Okay, what I was gonna say was, let me add it real quick because I don't want to talk about this shit anymore. I hate having, and I told him already, I hate having that conversation about, oh, well, you believe in socialism or whatever, comment, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But those conversations don't matter right now because we could even be doing capitalism differently. Yeah. Because
we could
the
be-
truth is, you can we can live in a world where you should be allowed to pursue and be able to buy the Ferrari. You should be able to pursue for the extra. You should be able to have a shit ton of money if you want to work for that. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. But we're not doing that right now. We could do capitalism better.
Yeah.
I think that at the very least, everyone deserves the bare minimum. And there's so much money to go around that everyone can have the bare minimum, aka a roof over their head and food in their mouth. And people can still try and find their and buy their 15 fucking Ferraris. Okay.
Yeah.
That still exists. You don't need to change. At the end of the day, we just live in a world with a bunch of fucking racist, greedy motherfuckers. Okay. At the like there's plenty of room for fucking rich people. There is, like, if you want to have a capitalist society, you can. You don't need to have a bunch of people who can't eat and have roof over their head to have a capitalist society. It's bullshit. It's a fucking lie. It's a lie.
And I kind of feel, I know there's like a lot of fucking people in the world, but I'm really curious to see
it's
what the
turn.
Standard of living would be like if we all had a basic minimum that was like equally given to everyone. You dripped most of it onto the table.
That is
also
a lie.
Here's a new idea for the podcast.
That is a lie. You guys saw that. I'm so glad we have video because now you can know.
No, look at I was just kidding. You just dripped a lot
one,
on the table.
Two,
I'm
three,
just
four,
I'm
five.
Just being critical. Either way, I really want one of those like microphone
drops.
Arms that like
13.
You can just clamp and it's like
13 drops.
You know. So, you know,
one.
If we have any generous Shit. Listeners who just want to make the podcast better through your love and appreciation and be a patron of the arts like we are, you can buy us one of those cool fucking microphone arms. I would love that.
99 out of 100 would say artwear.
What?
Minus this jacket, because this jacket is art. Oh, you know what else is art? These extensions.
Dude, her. I've
Why
been.
Did, look how puffy this makes me look. I love it.
As a fact. I, before.
Granted, my hair is this long. I just added
right.
like three clips. Two, three
but,
clips.
But I can say.
Just a little science.
Before meeting you, I had zero big old fucking goose egg idea about the world of what women do to their appearance as far as like makeup, extensions, this, that, everything else. I've learned a lot in the time that we've been together just by the fact of like being around. And I can for sure say like those extensions are fucking whoa. Like, because I feel like I can almost a little bit sometimes like I can see some people's extensions and be like, oh, they got something in there. now at this point in my life. But those ones, I'm like, damn, those are tight.
Which is crazy because I feel the same. And I've been buying extensions for like 10, 11 years. And these ones are not only the cheapest I've bought, but I also are the only ones I've bought not online. I went into a Sally's and bought them. And they're the shortest ones I've bought just to match my actual hair length to give me a little extra body.
They're not adding length. They're just adding body.
They're just adding body. But I would,
Did you just have beautiful hair?
You're so nice to me. Thank you for being nice.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I was just shouting out, I guess, my clip-in extension.
And Sally's, maybe, if you want to sponsor.
No, fuck Sally's. Don't fucking throw them up here. No. But everyone's been to Sally's. What I was going to say, though, was...
I bought stuff at Sally's. When I was a kid, I had bleach tips. I did the spray-painted hair at points. I had a mullet. I had a mohawk. I went wild. My parents let me go wild with my hair when I was a kid.
I love that, though.
I've been to Sally's. Dude. I know I've had at least I've used the red, green, blue, and purple hairspray paints.
Look, I'm a big believer that
I don't do it now.
I'm a big believer that you should do whatever the fuck you want with your like appearance. I know that we live in a world where you got to look a certain way, or you like can't show up to your job with blue hair, or you can't get the job you want have a bunch of tattoos. But genuinely,
that's why I want to be.
But we all know that stems from racism, honey. but so does I mean, it's true. So does fat phobia, honey. But let's not start there. But that's the truth. So do whatever the fuck you want, because you probably look hot doing it.
Right.
And
my parents made some goofy mistakes, but mad respect to them for the only rule about hair was keep it clean.
Yeah.
Just keep it washed. Other than that, style, color, whatever else, cut, anything you want. Go fucking wild. And they would support it fully. Just
dirty. I'm not going to lie to you. Like when I first shaved my head like fucking 10 years ago, my mom was like,
ooh.
My mom was pretty shook.
Dude, I love how supportive P was. That was moving for me.
Yeah, and
she was like, do it. You look good.
But I do have to give my mom credit, though, because even now she's just like, I don't know why I freaked out about that. That was so weird to freak out about, even though like parents back then would freak out. It's just hair. But she's just like, you would look so good if you shaved your head. Like, are you ever going to shave your head again? Because like it looks fucking amazing. I don't know why I freaked out, but it's just people learn, people change, not even learn and change. You have an opinion. If you don't like short hair, that's cool. But I think there's this thing in our parents where like they see you like change from what they're used to, and that I think is what freaks them out a little. Or like, you're like my perfect precious thing, don't taint it. That's why tattoos I think make them really nervous, because they're like, but
it's
also
like this idea of
outside
like,
of racism, because we know it's racist. Let me not forget to add that again.
I wonder if the phone can hear you.
Hopefully.
But I wonder, I think there's also this really interesting thing too, where probably for a lot of people, their kid is one of the first relationships where they also really feel their mortality. You know what I mean? Like, I honestly, like, I just thought of this now. I have never in any of my friendships thought, other than with you, I've never thought I'm going to die one day. You know what I mean? In any of my relationships, even with my parents, I never thought I'm going to die one day. I was always like, they're going to die one day.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
So maybe, even though I have a hard time relating to some of the parent stereotypes, maybe there's this certain thing of like, I just can't understand, because I haven't reached a point in my life where I start to think I'm the one who's going to be gone first, you know. And then you start to
I've thought about that so much.
You're a lot more smart,
morbid,
and emotionally
mature.
Morbid than I am. Maybe no. Morbid, but I see that as like being thoughtful about the world we're living in. And I don't know. That's an interesting thought, where it's like, yeah, you know, I think it's pretty dumb for anybody to be worried about tattoos or haircuts or anything else. Like, all that matters is who a person
is and
how they interact with you and stuff. But I can also imagine that maybe it's really hard when you feel like you're at that point where it's like, I'm going to die first. So let me try and hold on to these most precious, beautiful, amazing moments.
For sure, but the
because I have this view of like there's more to come.
But tattoos right? have nothing switch to do. Sorry, baby. Go ahead.
Well, it just if you switch into a place where it's like there's less to come. I'm in this place where there's more to come. If you switch into a place where there's less to come, then a tattoo is that barrier. It's like you were this, now you're this.
But it's weird,
though. It was the time you changed. It's the moment where we can mark time and say shit's different now.
Well, but it's interesting that like a tattoo for them communicates anything about your character or who you're going to be. I could be wanting to do the exact same things, but I just decided to fucking put a flower on my ass. Like, what's this?
Right.
Wait, it's funny. Go ahead.
That's the freedom, maybe, of being in a place where we haven't hit the things in life that make you start to realize that, like all things in the most natural way of the world, I am also going to die.
It's funny that you have not reached that. I have reached that.
I've thought about it in that way, but it's also like
I literally was telling him, I was like, I need to have nieces and nephews because I plan on growing just my existence and the things that I have. And I want to leave those to my nieces and nephews. And I also give him shit because I'm like, I bet you when we're fucking 80, you're going to look at me and be like, we should have had a kid. And I'm going to fucking punch you in your throat.
But we're going to have so many adorable, loved, cute puppies in our lives.
That's so true.
I don't care. Fuck a child. There's enough of them.
But that's the thing, though. Oh, I know it's dumb.
Let me love a dog.
I know it's
so
dumb.
Kind.
And everyone who has a kid is going to look at me and be like, but it's not your kid. It's not the same thing. But as someone who's us who don't really want kids, having a bunch of nieces and nephews does feel like that is a beautiful replacement because it's this life. It's like, what do they say? They say it takes a village.
Yeah.
So
it takes a village.
So
another neighbor walked by. He's the one with two intense cool.
We gotta tell
dogs.
This story. I'm sorry. Let me just say it takes a village, and I know that. And if you're my friend and you're watching this and you want kids, just to let you know, I already love your kid that you have not had, where your man has not jizzed in your pussy yet. I love it already. I love it.
Yeah.
And I want
future friends.
Future friends, future nieces and nephews.
I already love your kids.
I love you, so your kids are ready. I love them already.
You are important to me. That means your fucking crotch goblins matter.
And if you're having a kid 5 years from now, you're late, bitch. I want it to be a niece, or I want it to be an aunt already.
Right. But you know what? If you do it 5 years from now, I'm going to have a little practice on all these punk-ass bitches.
And
kids.
Way more money, so more I get to spoil the fuck out of them.
We're gonna
send
be
them to
rich.
Me in the summer.
We're going
to
be rich.
Rich,
five
baby.
Years from now.
We are healthy. We are wealthy. And we got everything we need.
We've been watching Dave Chappelle on Netflix, and I
re-watching.
Strongly
yes.
feel I'm rich, biatch.
But
I
it's so
be.
Fun
I
to
hope.
Watch those in order always. Anyways, then
so
we have another neighbor who just walked by, and it's really important to talk about him.
He's like he's a boomer bro. He's a boomer.
He could also might possibly be a conservative. We don't know.
I know is that he's somebody who's like in the boomer age bracket. Who has strong bro-y tendencies. And he walks by with his they're both German Shepherd mixes, and they're both beautiful. And
beautiful.
I didn't realize they're both really young. And we just like really talked to him for the first time the other day.
Well,
when
we talked to him.
Another person's dogs like jumped at his dogs right in front of our house. But it was,
no,
it was all love. It
that
was all
is
fun.
Not an accurate representation. Okay, here's what happened. He's the guy who walks by all the fucking time. He has his own dogs. What happened was we were outside smoking. What else is new? And he walks by with his two fucking dogs, right? And we were outside smoking. He always walks by. He sees us. He's really nice. He talks to us all the time, right? And he walks by and he stops right in front of our house, right? And he looks at us and he's like, I gotta wait here, man. This guy is coming. This young kid, not super young, probably in his 20s. This young kid's coming.
No. This kid's in high school. I've seen him riding around the neighborhood. He's in high school. 20s.
Regardless,
is a stretch.
Not that young. Okay. What is a stretch? A nerd's rope? Come on, nerd's
I'm
rope.
I'm sorry,
barely 16 stretch.
And
this
20 years old is a
okay,
big difference.
Did I say 16?
You said he's in his 20s.
Yes. You think he's 16?
I think.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry.
He's 19 minimum. Okay, 19 minimum. Anyways.
I think that's a stretch. I think he could be as low as 16.
But nerds way, rope stretch.
Tell your story.
Anyways.
Nerds rope.
So, he comes by. This neighbor comes by with his dogs, and he stops in front of our house, and he's like, I got to stop because this kid is riding his bike with his dog off a leash. And he goes, my dogs are fucking crazy, and they will try and basically eat this motherfucker. So I need to let these motherfuckers go by before I keep walking. And so we're like, yeah, makes sense. Cool. But he doesn't wait the amount of time that he just told us he was going to fucking wait.
They almost passed, and then he started this walking. Guy,
this young kid goes on his bike with his cute little fucking dog.
It's like some kind of, it's like a pit 60, bull.
70-pound dog.
Maybe. Yeah, it's definitely on the big side. It's some kind of pit bull mix, but an absolute sweetheart. Right, no aggression, sweetheart, not aggression. In a single bone in its body. So sweet.
So he rides by on his bike because he rides his bike and the dog, you know, fucking runs with him.
Jogs with him.
So they're riding past our house. And as they're riding past our house, the only reason the guy that's the boomer age came and stopped was because boomer the bro. Dog was off leash. The fucking guy with the bike. He was off leash. So they come off leash. They're coming by our house. But the dog who is with the kid is really curious. So he's like, ooh, there's dogs. So he comes and up to the dog. And immediately there's a fucking fight.
No. The guy who had his dogs on the leash was holding him back. They would have fought. And the one who was off leash was just like, he was a really young, super friendly, just not curious. Super experienced dog who was just like, oh yeah, you guys are barking and trying to snap my face. Like, let me get close to you.
We're
like,
having fun, right?
We're playing. You know, it was like pretty, you know, innocuous. But at the same time, too, it's like, man, dog owners got to get their fucking heads together.
That's not innocuous. He was holding his two dogs who were trying to eat this other dog's face off, but he didn't know what to do because the other dog was off leash and like, ooh, these dogs are so cute. Let me have a good time and have friends. Yeah. And the other dogs were like, I will eat your fucking neck.
The ones on the leash, though, one of them was really young and the slightly older one had gotten attacked at a park. At a dog park before by a bigger dog when it was really young. So he had a little bit of like aversion and insecurity around stranger dogs, and the younger one kind of followed him and stuff like that. So it's like they weren't like just aggressive dogs who wanted to try and get off leash and kill some other dog.
But he knew he had aggressive dogs in terms of with other That's dogs. Why not I with say other
owners.
People. Yeah.
Dog owners need to be smarter. The dogs.
But I would, dogs are never to blame. It's the owners. But I felt annoyed because the guy stopped in front of his house, our house, knew.
Because we were out smoking.
We were out smoking.
We were on the driveway smoking. So we're in an easy place to stop and shoot the shit.
Okay, but what are the... No. He did not stop to shoot the shit. He stopped because what are the odds that both of them were crossing our house at the same fucking time?
In this neighborhood, high. Okay. Like, people walk their dogs at this time every day.
But he was crossing this guy at the same time, and he stopped at our house, one, because he knows us, so he felt comfortable stopping there.
Right.
But also because he stopped and he was like, oh, shit, okay, let me stay here and wait till this dog off the leash passes because my dogs will go crazy. And as he says that, he then continues to fucking walk. And that's when the shit happened. It's like, you know your dogs are wanna
rip. Dumb dog owners.
It's like, you know your dogs want to rip someone's fucking throat out. Why are you continuing?
Other dogs, they're very friendly with people. They're super sweet to us.
You're right. Other dogs' throats out. And you continue to walk. And basically, there was a huge fucking fight. Eventually, the dog that was off leash was able to just get and continue with his fucking owner on the bike. But it was a fucking shit show. And it was just annoying because he had just said what he didn't want to happen, and then he let it happen. And it's
then
like,
it happened.
It's funny because me and Andrew got up like, we are going to have to fucking probably talk to the police about this and tell them that this is what we witnessed because the dog's about to die.
Somebody's throat's going to get ripped out. Probably a dog's. Hopefully not a person's.
No, it was going to be fully a dog. Because what happened was, so after it all happened, the guy obviously kept walking his two vicious-ass dogs.
They're such sweethearts. Yeah.
Vicious to other dogs.
Mean to other dogs. So sweet to humans.
They were so nice to us. But they head back after they did their walk. Obviously, they're coming back. So they have to see us again. And
Because we were still out smoking. Don't kid yourselves. You think your walk is longer than my smoke break? Don't be stupid.
That's not true. I was like, I just put us on blast. Like, we were still outside 8 hours later smoking weed.
It's a big joint.
Yeah, it's a big joint.
We roll fatties.
So they come back the exact same direction. And he obviously stops to talk to us about what the fuck happened 40 minutes earlier. And he's like, do I look super?
No, it was just the one on your right side. Sorry. You're good. He stopped on the way back.
And you said if I don't look like a queen 24/7, he'll break up with me. So.
I did. Yeah. No, I said that. We got it in writing.
We have it in writing. It's in the.
We signed a contract.
We signed the contract.
I'm not going to get ripped off here.
The extensions are a stretch. Okay. So, anyways. Okay. So he walks back on his walk back, and he goes, what did he say? He said, wait, hold on. I was going to say something. He goes,
he was like, that fucking kid.
Well, yeah, that fucking kid. But he was like, yeah, that was intense. I had to hit my dog because he was attacking the other dog. He was like,
no, you knew how to keep from hitting your dog. You wait. You wait till they
no,
pass.
I know. He said he wasn't even attacking the other dog. He was attacking his friend. He knew his dog was crazy.
The older one who's a little bit more aggressive. Gets attacked by the younger one who's just getting hyped up from the older one.
So when we were watching, like, holy shit, a dog's about to die, we didn't realize that the dogs that were fucking friends that live in the same house were attacking each other.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, like, literally, because I saw him, like, hit his dog, and apparently his dog was, like, attacking his fucking friend. Like, he got so excited that he was, like, biting the neck of the dog he fucking lives with. Like, I was just like, dude, you need to get these dogs fucking together.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Being a good dog owner takes a lot. Respect, appreciate, and take really good care of your dog. Stop itching your ear.
I don't really do that. I was trying to be super.
No, that's how she scratches her ear every time. It's too much.
She makes me
embarrassed in public with it.
You're such a liar.
She's fucking crazy.
Oh my God. All right. If I keep telling you you're a liar, people are going to be like, he must be telling the truth. So let me know.
I know. I got you tricked. All right. This is it.
No.
What?
Is this it? No, we can't take this until we're really about to go.
That's what I'm saying. Oh.
We're leaving. Okay. We're leaving.
I don't know. Do you guys really want to hear me talk about something else?
No, you're right. No one wants to hear our shit. All right. Cheers.
I'm not going
to
talk for three
days. If you watch, this is the longest. Wait. This cheers is important because this is not only the longest video, aka second video we've ever done.
It's one of the longest podcasts.
No, not one of. This is the.
It's the longest,
the
really?
The longest podcast we've ever done.
I have to pee.
I know. Too. I edit these. I know that this is the longest. This is the longest podcast we've ever done. Cheers if you've watched this the whole thing.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to fucking you.
Cheers to the people who felt like watching.
So gross.
Ugh. Good night. It's obviously daytime.
Good night. Good fucking night. Thank you so much.